This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Shabbos, tape number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klolim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly. For subscription information about the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, please contact Daf Yomi Tapes, PO Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952, or call us at 1-888-DAF-YOMI. This tape is dedicated in memory of HaRabbi Yosef Ben Reb Moshe HaKohen Greenfield, Zichroni Livrocha. Our Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We are beginning Be'ezras Hashem Masechta Shabbos. As an introduction, the Torah in Parshas Yisrael, during the Aseres Hadibrais, says, Loisase kol melocha, it is usher to do work on Shabbos. And in Perek Klal Gadol, here in Masechta Shabbos, Dafayin Gimel, we learn about 39 melochas which are usher to do on Shabbos. The first of the melochas listed is Zireah, planting, and the last listed is Hoitzah, carrying from a Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYochid, or vice versa on Shabbos. If someone does one of the 39 melochas, and he does it bemezid, then he's chayev misa via misas bezdin, as long as there were edim and hasra. If there were no edim and hasra, then he's chayev misa via kares. If he did the malacha b'shayig, by accident, then he must bring a carbon chatas. Shayig can mean either he knows about this isra malacha, but he forgot that today is Shabbos, or he knows today is Shabbos, but the act that he doesn't realize that this act is also to do on Shabbos. In addition to the 39 Ovais Melachais that we'll learn on Dafayin Gimel, there are also many toldos, derivatives, or secondary Melachas related to their respective Ovais. The punishment for being Iver on a tolda is usually the same as its Av. The basis for the Ovais Melachais of Shabbos are that they be Chashiva Melachais that were done in the Mishkan. For example, in the Mishkan they planted, therefore not allowed to plant on Shabbos. Our first Mishnah will deal with the last of the 39 Melachas, the Melacha of Haitzah, carrying. Our Mishnah will begin with a case of Haitzah of a Balabayas giving an Ani bread. And the Bartanur explains that the Tana chose this kind of a case, the case with the Ani, to tell us that even though the Balabayas is doing a mitzvah, he's giving tzedakah, it still doesn't free the Balabayas from Shmir Shabbos, and he is over on the Isser of Haitzah, because this is called a mitzvah haba ba'avera. We should point out a number of things. First of all, we should mention that haitzah, when we say haitzah, the malacha of haitzah, this means to transport an object from a rishus hayachid, a private domain, to a rishus harabim, an open public domain, or vice versa. Transporting from a private domain to a public domain is called haitzah, carrying out, while if a person does the reverse, that's called hachnasa, carrying in. To understand the malacha of haitzah, and the full application of its halachas, it's very important to define the different types of domains which exist. And there are four types of domains. Number one, a rishus harabim, a public domain. Number two, a rishus hayachid, a private domain. Number three, a karmelis, which is a semi-public domain. And number four, a mokum ptur, which is a no-domain area. The explanation of these rishuyos is based on excerpts taken from the Sefer Zohar V'Shamar, written by Rabbi E. Falk, in Gateshead, England. First, let's talk about a rishus harabim, a public domain. A rishus harabim is an area that is both suitable and also actually used by a multitude of people. Examples would include a road running through a city, a road running from city to city, a marketplace, a city square, a gathering place, or a similar area that is heavily used by the public. The basic qualifications required for a place to be called a rishus harabim are as follows. The area must be 16 amos wide, or the road must be at least 16 amos wide. The area must not be covered. The area must not be surrounded by walls. And the area must be used by a multitude of people. And some shittas hold that the road must be used by 600,000 people. The principal specifications now of a rishus hayachid, of a private domain, are as follows. A rishus hayachid is an area suitable for use by an individual because it's enclosed. For example, a house, a garden, or a vehicle. These are typical forms of a rishus hayachid. The qualifications required for a place to be called a Rishus HaYachid are as follows. The overall ground area must be 4x4 tvachim. So anything that's smaller than this is not considered suitable for an individual's use under normal circumstances, and therefore it can't be called a Rishus HaYachid. Number two, the area must be surrounded by walls, and it has to be enclosed by walls that are at least 10 tvachim high on all four sides. Finally, although it's called a Rishus HaYachid, it does not necessarily have to be privately owned. Now let's talk about a karmelis, which is a semi-public domain. A karmelis is an area which has a ground space of 4x4 tvachim, but has neither the specifications of a Rishus HaRabim nor of a Rishus HaYachid. Therefore, it can't be classified as a Rishus HaRabim or a Rishus HaYachid. A karmelis is an innovation of Chazal. Midaraisa, there's only a Rishus HaRabim or a Rishus HaYachid. This area, therefore, as far as the Torah is concerned, is not a domain at all. Accordingly, to transport from a karmelis to either a Rishus HaRabim or a Rishus HaYachid is mutter midaraisa. Of course, it's also midarabanan. This is since the article, according to the Torah, is not being transported from one domain to the other, because a karmelis midaraisa is not a domain. Chazal, however, upgraded this type of an area, which has a ground area of at least 4x4 tvachim, and made it into a new type of domain called a karmelis. Since this area has a similarity to a Rishus HaYachid, not being frequented by many people, and to a Rishus HaRabim, by being open and available to everyone, Chazal gave it the Isurim of both a Rishus HaYachid and a Rishus HaRabim, hence the name Karmelis, which means neither hard nor soft, indicating this domain is neither specifically public or private. Examples of a Karmelis would be a road which lacks the specifications of a Rishus HaRabim. For example, if it's less than 60 namas wide, or it runs under a bridge and is therefore covered, or certain mounds or pillars, or a hole or a depression, or areas that are large enough to be Rishus HaRabim but are not frequented by many people. For example, fields, hills, the ocean, rivers, and so on. These are all called a karmelis. Finally, an area which is a Rishus HaYachid midaraisa, i.e. it's surrounded by three walls, but it's not walled in on the fourth side as required by Chazal, that acquires the status of a karmelis. Finally, a makom patur. This is a no-domain area. Makom patur is a tiny area of less than 4x4 tvachim, and 4x4 tvachim would be 32 centimeters times 32 centimeters, or possibly as many as 38x38 centimeters. And this makom patur is within a Rishus HaRabim. It must be at least 3 tvachim higher or lower than the general ground level, and is therefore not part of the Rishus HaRabim itself. Examples of makom patur would be a trash can fixed to a lamppost or a wall within a Rishus HaRabim. This trash can does not have a ground area of 4x4 tvachim, and is therefore called a makom patur. Or street drains in a road, which are usually less than 4x4 tvachim, and are more than 3 tvachim lower than the general ground surface. Now let's begin the Mishnah. Yitziyais HaShabbos Shtayim Shehen Arba Bifnim. If a man is standing inside a house, i.e. inside a Rishus HaYachid, there are two cases in which he can be over on an Isser Daraisa for Haitzah B'Shabbos, and an additional two cases where there is a possibility of an Isser Darabanan. So you have a total of four. And these are all cases where the man inside, Bifnim, gives it to a man outside, Bachutz. What are the cases? For example, a Baal Bayis is inside, he's in the Rishus HaYachid, and an Ani is outside the house in the Rishus HaRabim. If the Ani sticks his hand into the Rishus HaYachid and puts a basket into the hand of the Baal Bayis, so this Ani made an Akira from the Rishus HaRabim, and then a Hanocha into the Rishus HaYachid, or the Baal Bayis has a basket, the Ani takes it, so therefore the Akira is in the Rishus HaYachid, and the Hanocha is in the Rishus HaRabim, in both cases the Ani is Chayef. So if he didn't bemeze it, he's Chayef Misa. If he did it b'shoigig, he's chayav a karban chatas. He made both of the akira and the hanocha. But the balabais is pater, because he did neither the akira or the hanocha. If it's vice versa, the balabais handed the basket to the ani, i.e. the akira was done in a Rishus HaYachid and the hanocha in a Rishus HaRabim, then the balabais is chayav. And if it's b'mezid, it's misa. If it's b'shoigig, it's a karban chatas. But the ani is pater. We should point out that generally speaking, in this masechta, when we say potter, we mean potter aval osser. L'chatchila, it's osser to do a melacha, But b'di'evet, if it's done, there is no punishment. Or there's no carbon, carbon chatas if it was done b'shoigeg. But in our case here, in our Mishnah, there is an exception to this rule. When we say potter, that the Baal Bayis is potter, for example, we mean that it's mutter l'chatchila, since he did nothing wrong. He made neither an akira or a hanacha. And here are the cases, the Mishnah says, which have an iser midrabanan. Number one, if the ani stretches his hand into the rishus hayachid, i.e. he made an akira, in the air, and the Baal Bayis took it from him, therefore the Baal Bayis made the hanacha, or the Baal Bayis gives him an object, makes the akira, and the ani takes it into the rishus harabim, the ani makes the hanacha, both are potter, since no one person made both of the akira and the hanacha, but both are over on an iser midrabanan. The Gemara. If a person becomes tameh, forgets he is tameh, and accidentally eats food, which is kadesh, and then he remembered he was tameh, so he's chayav to bring a carbon oila v'yeret. In that case, the Gemara in Shavuos calls it shtayim shehen arba, two primary cases in the pasuk, which are really four cases. What are the avais of haitzah? The Gemara says haitzah mirishus hayachid lirishus harabim. Also, hachnasa mirishus harabim lirishus hayachid, bringing it in. And this case is included in the Yetzias HaShabbos at the beginning of the Mishnah. Daf Gimel. Shmuel says, the general rule of Hilcha Shabbos is that when we say potter, we mean potter aval osser l'chatchila. Except in three cases where we say potter umutter. Number one, tzeda, if a deer was already trapped. Number two, trapping a snake for self-defense. And number three, mapis mursa, popping of a pimple to drain the pus. Taisvis here asks, how about pikuach nefesh? This is also potter umutter. Taisvis answers, for sakanas nefashas, it's pashit, that you can be over on a malacha of Shabbos, so it's not necessary to state it here. Mar also says, but if a maisa wasn't done, like for example in our Mishnah, then there's potentially more than three cases. If someone put food on his friend's back in a Rishus HaYachid, and the friend then walked into a Rishus HaRabim, is this called an Akira or not? Rav says it's not, so he isn't Chayef, because Akiras Yad Lav Ka Akiras Chayfetz. Finally, if a person is in a Rishus HaRabim, but his hand is in a Rishus HaYachid, we consider his hand to be in a different Rishus versus his body. And it's a machlokes if a Yad is like a Karmelis or not. A Karmelis, as we mentioned, is neither a Rishus HaYachid or a Rishus HaRabim, but midrabanan it's also to carry into it from a Rishus HaYachid or from a Rishus HaRabim. Others say, the machlokes is if a Yad is like a Makom Ptur or not. A Makom Ptur is also like neither. Daftal. If at times of the Gemara, baking bread involved attaching the dough to the walls of the oven. The process of removing the bread from the walls of the oven was called redias hapas, and midrabanan, this was usher to do on Shabbos. But if someone put bread inside this oven on Shabbos, is it mutter for him to remove it before the baking takes place? I.e., do we allow him to be over on a shvus? A shvus means an iser midrabanan, so that he won't be over on an iser midaraisa. The Gemara answers that he is allowed. However, it's usur for someone else to be over on this Isser Rabbanan of Rudias HaPas to prevent his friend from the Isser Midaraisa, since we say, Ein Oimrim La'odam Chate, Bishvil Sheyiska Chaverecha. It's not right to say to a person, be over even on Isser Rabbanan, so his friend will not be over on anything at all. Taisvis brings a number of exceptions to this rule of Ein Oimrim La'odam Chate. For example, if it's a mitzvah rabba, a very big mitzvah, for example, the mitzvah of Piri Verivya, or mitzvah derabim, so then a small violation is mutter for the sake of preventing the rabbim from violating a serious avera, or if the violator of the serious avera is not at fault, then others are permitted to commit a minor sin to spare him from a shoigig of a major avera. The Gemara says akira and hanacha are only considered valid if the item was taken from an area that was dala al dala tvachim. If not, a person is not over on the iser deraisa, but Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need dala al dala. As we learn, if someone throws something from one Rishus HaYachid to a different Rishus HaYachid, and in between is a Rishus HaRabim, for example, he throws it across the street, Rabbi Akiva says he's chayev, since Rabbi Akiva holds kluta kemi shehun chadami. When something is in the airspace of a Rishus HaRabim, we consider it as if it stopped and rested there. Therefore, there was an akira in Rishus HaYachid, and a hanacha now in Rishus HaRabim, so he's chayev. And this chayev is even though the hanacha isn't dalad al dalad. The Rabbanan hold potter, since we don't say kluta kemi shehuncha dami. This machlaikas of kluta is only if the item is below 10 tvachim over the Rishus HaRabim. But if it's thrown from roof to roof, we are dealing with a space, which is higher than 10 tefachim, all say that he's pater, and we do not say kluta k'mishahun chadami. Others hold, even more than 10 tefachim, there is a machlekes. Finally, if someone throws an item a distance of dalad amas pirshus harabim, and then it landed on an item which is less than dalad al dalad, then it's a machlekes if he's chayev or not. Dafe. If a rishus harabim is covered up, this is not called a full-scale rishus harabim, since in the midbar it wasn't covered up. So if someone carries from rishus hayachid to this covered rishus, he's pater. If someone is makabel an item when his hand is within 3 tvachim of the ground, then we say lavud. It's like the hanacha was on the ground. Lavud basically means that it's like it's connected to the ground. It's so close, it's within 3 tvachim, that it's as if it's connected. This halacha is very nageya, as we're going to learn in Hilchas Erevin, as well as Hilchas Sukkah, where something which comes close to something else is considered as connected to the something else if it's within the distance of 3 tvachim. Therefore here, since the ground is more than dalet al dalet, it's a valid hanacha, and he is chayev. But Rabbi Yochanan says a person's hand is always called dalet al dalet, therefore it's called a valid hanacha. If someone was sitting on a high ledge, for example, more than 3 tvachim above the ground, therefore it's called a karmelis, and he was reading a scroll, and one end of the scroll rolled into Rishus HaRabim, he can pull it back, since a karmelis to Rishus HaRabim is only an Issa Mirabanan. But if he was in Rishus HaYachid, and he rolled it into Rishus HaRabim, then it's Asur to take it, since this will now be called Haitzah. Abaya says, when a person is carrying something, and he stops, it's only called a valid Hanacha if he stops for the purpose of resting, Lafush. But if he stops just to adjust his load, Lechatef, in other words, to adjust the load on his back, that's not called a hanacha. Kuntres Aladaf says conversely, l'chumra, if an individual carries an object 2 amas in a rishus harabim, and he stops before carrying it another 2 amas, then he's pater, because he did not carry it 4 amas in one action. However, if he merely stopped l'chatef to adjust the package, then he's chayev, because it's considered as one continuous 4 amas walk. This halacha has ramifications with regard to one who mistakenly carries something from a rishus hayachid into the Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. One who realizes that he is carrying an object with him should not impulsively drop the item and make a hanacha in the Rishus HaRabim, but rather he should carry the item without stopping back into the Rishus HaYachid. By doing this, one avoids the Isra of Haitzah, since no hanacha was performed in the Rishus HaRabim. However, this recommendation is only appropriate if one has not yet stopped in the Rishus HaRabim. If one is standing still in the Rishus HaRabim when he realizes that he is carrying something, the item should be set down at the place where he is standing. Carrying it back to Rishus HaYachid would constitute a new act of Haitzah. According to Abaya, there is an exception to this latter halacha. If one merely stopped to adjust his load, then it's not considered a hanacha, and he should continue walking back with the item back to the Rishus HaYachid. Finally, if someone takes something from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim via a karmelis, he's chayef. Ben Isaiah says he's pater, since it's like there was a hanacha in the karmelis. Dafav. Regarding Dinei Haitzah on Shabbos, there are 4 different rishuyas. Number 1, a rishus hayachid, a private domain. Number 2, a rishus harabim, a public domain. Number 3, a karmelis, which is an in-between area, not the rishus hayachid or rishus harabim. And number 4, a makam ptur, sort of a no-man's land. A rishus hayachid, for example, is a ditch which is 10 tvachim deep. A rishus harabim is a sratya, a highway or a road, or a platya, a marketplace or public square. By the way, the word that we use as plaza, which is a large public area, comes from this word platya. Another example of Rishus HaRabim is a mavoy hamafulash, an alleyway with walls on the side, but open at both ends. So in all these cases, one cannot carry from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid, or vice versa. If a person does carry b'mezit, then he's chayav misa. If b'shaygig, it's a karban chatas. A sea, valley, or storefronts, these are considered karmelis, because they're neither Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim. And to carry from a karmelis to Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim, or from a Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid to a karmelis, this is Asur Midrabanan. If a person does carry between a karmelis and one of these, he's pater. The Gemara says that a chatzer belonging to many homes, or an alleyway with walls on 3 sides, in other words, it's not mefulash, carrying from a private house to this chatzer is considered to be like haitzah, is Asur Midrabanan, and in order to carry, one must build what we call an Eruv Chatzeris. When we say that we put up an Eruv, what we're really referring to is a Tzuras HaPesach, which is a doorframe form. In the same way, a doorframe is constructed from 2 doorposts, which are called mezuzos, as well as a lintel, a horizontal beam on top of it, which is called a mashkaif. A similar structure composed of two vertical posts, known as kanes or lechis, topped by a third horizontal post, or even a wire or a cord, which is directly and exactly above the side post. That looks like a door, a tzuras ha-pesach. And even if this tzuras ha-pesach is on all four sides of an area, the area is considered to be enclosed by four partitions. Therefore, it's as if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, sort of a door on all four sides. And this is what we refer to when we say we're building an eruv. It's something which surrounds the entire area by doors, so to say. Now, al pi halacha, an eruv is only mutter for carrying if a person is carrying in a karmelis or a rishus hayachid. But it does not permit carrying in something which is considered a rishus harabim midaraisa. Kuntras al-Adaf brings the Gemara, which learns from the Bnei Yisrael's encampment in the Midbar, that a street must be at least 16 amas wide to be considered a rishus harabim. A street which is less than 16 amas wide, or a valley, is considered to be a karmelis. A karmelis, as we mentioned, neither a rishus harabim or rishus hayachid, and one who carries from it to a rishus hayachid or to a rishus harabim is not subject to the iser, midaraisa. Of course, midarabanan, it's aser. Taisus de Rea Maschil Khan, on Dav Vav Amud Beis, asserts that a street is not classified as a rishus harabim, minatera, unless it is used by 600,000 people, because the criteria for rishus harabim is derived from Bnei Yisrael's encampment in the Midbar. Since the Torah states that there were 600,000 people encamped in the Midbar, only a street used by that number of people is considered to be a rishus harabim. The Ramban, an Erevin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, disagrees and maintains that there is no such requirement. A practical ramification of this machlokes is whether constructing an eruv, as we mentioned, the Tzuras HaPesach, around a neighborhood which has wide streets but a population of less than 600,000 people, is sufficient to permit carrying. The halacha is that an eruv, as we mentioned, is only sufficient if carrying in a karmelis, but it doesn't permit carrying in a bona fide rishus harabim midaraisa. According to Taisvis, a city with a population of less than 600,000 people is not a rishus harabim, and hence carrying is mutter if the eruv is constructed, which is the eruv that we say we have in cities. However, according to the Ramban, if the neighborhood has streets that are 16 amos wide, it is classified as a rishus harabim in a taira, and surrounding it with an eruv is considered not good. So according to the Ramban, an eruv in that situation would not be considered an eruv that one could carry within. And the question of 600,000 people is a major machlokes achreinu, whether we're talking about it has to be 600,000 people at any one time or 600,000 people at any time. And just reading here in a sefer called Erevin in Modern Metropolitan Areas, written by Yosef Gavriel Bechhofer, the Rosh Kailol of Beis Medrash Lutaira in Skokie, Illinois, he brings the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Shin Mem Hei Siv Zayin, who says that some say that any street which is not traversed by 600,000 people every day is not a rishus harabim. But the Mishneh Berurah, in Sivkot and Chaf Aleph there, says that I searched through all Rishayim who maintain this opinion, that 600,000 people is not necessarily all the time to establish a rishus harabim, and did not find this criteria mentioned anywhere in their writings. Rather, only a criteria that 600,000 people can be found occasionally in that place. The aforementioned shitas are not meant in any way to paskin on Hilchas Erevin, but rather just to give you a flavor for the multitude of shitas on the very controversial shaila of Hilchas Erevin in major metropolitan areas alluded to here on Daf Vav. If you want to read some interesting tshuvas on the question of Erevin in metropolitan areas, see Igris Moshe, Aruch Chaim Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, where Moshe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, assered an Erev in Brooklyn, Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, where he assered an Erev in Manhattan, and Igris Moshe Aruch Chaim Chelek Dalad, Simen Pevav, where he was Matir, an Erev in Kew Garden Hills, Queens, New York. The Gemara says if someone has two houses, one on one side of a Rosh Hasharabim, one on the other, so he has two walls facing each other, he should add two lechis, one on each side, vertical posts, or a kaira, or a horizontal wire, or a beam. And then he can carry in the middle. Finally, if all 39 malachas are done, behelamachas, in one period of unawareness, then he's chayav a karban chatas for each, i.e. a total of 39 karbanas. Daf Zayin. Ula said if a large area is fenced in, it has the name of Rishus Hayachid. And even if it's a valley, which looks like a public area, but if it's closed in, then it's called a Rishus Hayachid. For example, a karpaf shayoyser mi beis asayim, a lot which is larger than tusasayim, and it is shalai hukaf ledira, meaning that it is closed in, but not for living purposes, it's still called a mechitza, and if one throws an item from a rishus harabim to this karpaf, which is called a rishus hayochid, then he's chayev midrabanan. The Gemara says in the public squares of the cities, there were columns where storekeepers would set up booths of merchandise. And even though this was a public area where many people went, it was still called a karmelis, since there isn't full freedom of movement, i.e. because of the columns. Although normally, if something is less than 3 tvachim tall, it has a din of a rishus harabim, but higi and hizmi, thorns and manure, even though they're less than 3 tvachim, are not a rishus harabim, since people are afraid of being pricked so they don't walk on it. Chiya Barav says, even these are considered to be rishus harabims, since some people would walk on it. Therefore, if one carries on it, he's chayev. Rabbi Yochanan says, to be called a karmelis, an area must be at least 4 by 4 tvachim. If it's less than that, it's called a makam p'tur. And one can carry from a rishus hayachid to a makam p'tur, or from a rishus harabim to a makam p'tur. Of course, it's also from a rishus hayachid to a rishus harabim to a makam p'tur. The Gemara says that rishus harabim only applies to an area under 10 tvachim. Above 10 tvachim, it's called a makam p'tur. A rishus hayachid, however, applies even to an area which is more than 10 tvachim. In fact, we say rishus hayachid oila ad l'rakia. It actually goes until heaven, anything within that area. Reb Chiya said, if someone threw something in a rishus harabim above 10 tvachim, and it landed in a small hole, Rameir says, chaykagin lahashlim. If this area has room to dig up a hole of 4 by 4 tvachim, then it's like we dug the hole of 4 by 4, and now it's called a rishus hayachid. The Rabbanan say we hold ein chaykakin lahashlim. Dafchas. Abaye said if one throws a wicker basket from a rishus hayachid to a rishus harabim, if it's less than 6 tvachim wide, it's called a chayfetz, and he's chayev, since he made an akira in rishus hayachid and a hanacha in rishus harabim. But if it's more than 6 tvachim wide, it becomes its own rishus, and he's potter. And less than 6 tvachim constitute a rishus, since that means the length times the width must be at least 4 by 4 tvachim. We know that 4 tvachim length times 4 tvachim of width is equal diagonally to 5 3/4 tvachim, i.e. just under the 6 tvachim that we're referring to here. It's also referred to as a hypotenuse, the third side of a right-angled triangle. Rava said, even if it isn't 6 tvachim, one is pater, since some of the reeds of the basket rest above the rishus harabim. Ula said, if someone throws an item to rishus harabim and it lands on a beam which is 9 tvachim high, then he is chayev, even though the beam is more than 3 tvachim tall. This is considered to be part of the rishus harabim, since up to 3 tvachim, people walk on it. From 3 to 9, it's too high to walk on, so it's called a karmelis. But if it's 9 tvachim high, people use it to adjust their burden on, in other words, they can hang something on it. And Rabbi Yosef says, this same halacha applies to a pit 9 tvachim deep, since some people use it for storage. Rava argues and says a pit of 9 tvachim is not called a rishus harabim. The Gemara says if someone wants to walk more than 2,000 amas from a city on Shabbos, he must make an erev tchumen. He does this by placing bread outside the city at the appropriate place, which now becomes his makam shvisa, i.e. his home base, and he can now carry 2,000 amas from this new makam shvisa. But he must be able to get to this bread and carry it up to 4 amas in a rishus harabim in order to eat it. So if he placed it in a pit within 10 tvachim of the ground, the Erev is good. More than 10 tvachim deep, the Erev is no good, since he can't get to it. This is considered now like a rishus hayachid, and now he's in a rishus harabim, so he won't be able to move it from one to the other. We mentioned before about carrying it up to 4 amas in rishus harabim. From here, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch hold that it's mutter to carry in a rishus harabim a distance of less than 4 amas on Shabbos. Finally, if someone picks up a bundle of cane on one end and tips it over and over again in order to move it or sort of to roll it in a rishus harabim, and he moves it more than dalet amas, he's pater, since he never really was oiker it completely. Daftes. In a skufa, the stoop of a door can serve 2 different purposes. When the door is open, it serves as part of the rishus hayachid. When the door is closed, the stoop is part of a rishus harabim, since the front of the door is part of a mavoi. And if the door is open, even without a lechi or a kaira, the stoop is still called a rishus hayachid. But others say, to be called a rishus hayachid, you still need a special lechi or a kaira. But if the stoop is very large, 10 tvachim high by 4 wide, then it's called its own rishus hayachid, and you wouldn't be able to carry from the house to the stoop, because it's like carrying from one rishus hayachid to a different rishus hayachid, which is asur.